From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this Tuesday, September 24th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A first-of-its-kind study from the Maine Department of Environmental Protection finds that 360,000 tons of food loss and waste are generated in the state each year. Food waste is a major contributor to climate change, says Suzanne Lee. She's co-author of the study and a faculty fellow at the Mitchell Center for Sustainability Solutions at the University of Maine.
It's always shocking to think that there's that much waste that's generated and the food that's lost in our state when we have, you know, 1 in 8 adults and 1 in 5 children who suffer from hunger.
Lee says two sectors contribute the most to the problem: agriculture, where food is lost because it isn't harvested, and residential, where edible food is wasted. While the study is intended to inform state climate policy, Lee hopes it will also prompt households to take action to reduce waste. Maine must incrementally increase housing production by between 5 and 15% over each of the next several years in order to shore up a statewide housing shortage. That's according to a new study commissioned by Maine Housing and Economic Development agencies. It serves as a follow-up to last year's report that found Maine needs 84,000 more homes across the state by the end of the decade. State Representative Tracy Geer is a co-chair of the legislature's Housing Committee.
When you hear a number like that, it sounds very big and very daunting. And in order to reach any goal, it's so important that you kind of break it down into digestible bits.
York and Cumberland counties have the most new homes to build, but both counties are already building more units and will have to incrementally increase housing production by about 5% each year through 2030. Other counties, though, including Washington and Aroostook counties, must increase annual housing production at much higher rates. A coalition of Maine businesses is urging residents to vote yes on question 2 this November in favor of a $25 million bond. The funds would be used for grants to encourage innovation in business. The goal is to support innovation in industries that are well established in Maine, says Patrick Woodcock with the Maine State Chamber of Commerce.
So it really is building on the strong industries that we have, the resources we have, but really looking for those innovative products that we can export, create jobs here in Maine, and invest in the state's future.
The question is modeled after a research and development bond that passed in 2017 with nearly 61% of the vote. The organizers of the Freiburg Fair have announced that metal detectors will be placed at the fairground entrances this year and that firearms and large knives more than 4 inches long are not allowed. The organizers say the metal detectors will replace the bag checking that has been at the fair in the past, and that the Freiburg Fair has always been a no-weapons event. Signs have been posted at the fairground entrances for many years. The announcement prompted a variety of reactions on Facebook, with some people commenting that they wouldn't attend the fair because of the entrance policy, and that they felt less safe. Others said they felt more safe, knowing that firearms and large knives would be prohibited on site. The Freiburg Fair runs from Sunday, September 29th, through Sunday, October 6th. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, a discussion on the challenges facing women and girls living with disabilities. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.